This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. For Easter Tuesday, first posted April 15, 2008, Acts 17:1-15. Paul founds the Thessalonian Church, paraphrase, on his second missionary journey. Paul, with Silas and Timothy, came to Thessalonica in Macedonia. Paul went into the Jewish synagogue and, for three Sabbaths, proclaimed the gospel and proved from the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ, Messiah, and that it had been prophesied in scripture that the Messiah had to suffer and die and rise again on the third day. Some of the Jews were persuaded to join Paul and Silas, and also many devout Greeks, proselytes, and prominent women. But out of jealousy, the Jewish religious leaders stirred up hoodlums who caused an uproar and attacked the house of a resident named Jason, with whom the missionaries were staying. Not finding the missionaries there, they dragged Jason before the city officials. The mob accused the missionaries of turning the world upside down and acting against Caesar, claiming that Jesus is another king. Jason was required to post a security bond, and then was released. The brethren, Christians, sent Paul and Silas away by night to Broa, Berea, nearby. There they entered the synagogue and began teaching the gospel again, as they had in Thessalonica. These Jews at Broa were more noble, more open and eager to seek and hear the gospel and truth, and they searched the scriptures to see if what Paul and Silas were preaching was accurate. As a result, many believed, Jews and Greeks, including Greek women of high class. But the Jewish authorities from Thessalonica heard that Paul and Silas were in Broa, and they went there and again stirred up the people against the missionaries. The Christians again sent Paul off, by boat, to Athens, while Timothy and Silas remained, with instructions to join Paul in Athens as soon as possible. Commentary: the gospel of Jesus Christ is opposed by the ways and standards of this world. People will either be open to hearing the truth, and willing to examine the Bible, to see if what the gospel claims is true, or they will refuse to consider the gospel and hate those who proclaim it. When Jesus sent his disciples on a training mission to prepare them for missionary work, he told them to stay where they were welcome, and leave and go elsewhere if a place would not welcome them, Luke 10:1-12, Matthew 10:1-15. Afterward, Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem until they had received the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, before going out into the world, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8, Matthew 28:19-20. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was the first, post-resurrection, born again, John 3:3-5-8, disciple and apostle, messenger, of the gospel, of Jesus Christ. Paul is the model of what we can and should be, by the power and guidance of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Paul was as much a disciple and apostle as the original ones who received training from Jesus directly, during his physical earthly ministry. Everywhere Paul went, he encountered resistance and opposition to the gospel, but he was guided by the indwelling Holy Spirit. He went where the Spirit led him, and stayed away from places the Spirit told him not to go, Acts 16:7-10. He didn't let opposition intimidate him, and although his message was opposed, his preaching led to conversion of people to Jesus and founding of churches. Those who are willing to consider the claims of the gospel in relationship to the Bible will be convinced. As they trust and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, they will experience the truth of the gospel personally, come to know, John 6:68-69 RSV. Jesus is the Messiah, promised to the Jews, coming to the world through the Jews, and yet many of the Jews rejected him and refused to trust and obey Jesus. They had the Bible scriptures, but they were not eager to hear truth, and they weren't willing to search the scriptures. Jesus is God's one and only provision, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, for forgiveness of our sin, disobedience of God's word, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, our salvation from our eternal condemnation and death by God, and our restoration to personal fellowship with God which was lost by sin, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. The history of God's dealing with Israel has been recorded in the Bible for our instruction and warning, 1 Corinthians 10:11-12 Many of the Jewish religious leaders and church members in the days of Jesus' first coming were not open to hear God's word, the gospel of Jesus Christ. In many ways, the Christian church today is in the same position as Judaism at the time of Jesus' first coming. Many religious authorities and many church members are not eager to hear the truth, the word of God, fulfilled, embodied and exemplified in Jesus Christ, John 1:1-5:14. They're not willing to search the Bible to see if these things, the full gospel, are true. Only Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34. Only his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22. Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.